Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Yes Functional Longevity Podcast. We give you insight on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. I'm your host, Chris Borda, best-selling author and owner of Yes Fitness. Let me first thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to listen to what I have to say. We have a super story from my superstar guest today, one of our clients, Kevin. But we'll get into that in 1 second. Before I get started, let me thank our sponsor, Yes Fitness. Most people lose the ability to enjoy life as they age. At Yes Fitness, we help people age 40 plus get fit so they can live longer and enjoy those extra years doing the things they love to do. Some real quick housekeeping here. If you want to get a transcript or a timestamp of today's broadcast, you can head on over to yesfitnessct.com. Scroll across the top there and you'll see a button that says podcast. Click on that button and you will have access to any now of our 294 episodes. You can also get this broadcast wherever podcasts can be found. So here we go. We've got a special guest today, Kevin.
Good to be here, Chris.
Thanks for coming on board with us. I'm happy that Duane had asked you. I asked since I'm not around as much, and I try not to teach Friday night. I say, Duane, why don't you give Kevin a try and see what he says. So thanks for coming on board with us today. Kevin's been with us about a year and a half, we think. Yeah. Somewhere around there. Yeah. So before you came on board, what were some of the problems you were dealing with before you decided you needed to join a gym?
It wasn't necessarily problems, mm-hmm. but it was trying to make sure I didn't get to that stage. Mm-hmm. You know, wasn't getting enough physical activity. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, part of that was just too much other things going on.
Right.
I had to make time mm-hmm. for it. But mm-hmm.
I remember you came in with your wife,
yep.
right? Because your wife's an exerciser, is she, right? She's already yep. an exerciser. So it's nice that both of you are exercising, right?
Yeah, it helps.
And did you guys do a class or did you do private? I forget.
Yeah, we did a class.
You did a class?
Yeah.
And I guess you decided it was okay.
Yeah, it worked.
Well, it worked, right?
Yeah.
So did you have frustrations like trying to solve that problem of finding time, fitting it in and things like that? Or did life just open up and say, I got time to exercise?
It was entirely as the kids got a certain age, mm-hmm. realized, okay, now I have the time. Mm-hmm. I had always known that was a priority, but just, right. you know, getting the kids to all the different.
How things. Old are your kids?
Well, it was the younger one turned 16.
16.
It was a big deal.
It is.
He's like, all right, well, now I don't have to bring you.
You know, it's funny. When we switched over to Yes, because I had been Fitness Advantage for a long time, for about 15 years. Wow. And we went through a rebranding process. We were just going to try to make Yes Fitness Advantage different. And we said, you know what, let's rebrand. And when we took a look at our clients, we just realized that when you're in your 20s, you don't want to go to a gym. Like, you want to go to gym and meet people. And yeah. certainly if you're a guy, you don't want to be told what to do. So then when we hit our 30s, we're into our careers. We're starting to build our families. And then the 40s start to hit and the kids do start to get a little bit older. And they start to get into college, you have some more time, and they start to get a little bit further into high school. And even in that age, it can be a little bit challenging because you got a lot of sports to do. You're running around doing all that kind of stuff. And then we finally realize, hey, you know what? I don't remember how old you are, but man, I got to do something.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And you finally have time to do something. Exactly. So when we rebranded to Yes, people like 40 plus, you're going to exclude all those people younger than 40 that want to go to the gym. I said, we train people under 40, but honestly, most times, other than maybe Stephanie, who's in her 30s, you know Stephanie, mm-hmm. she's got a couple of kids, three kids now, I think, maybe they just don't last. They have just too much going on, too much going on. So it's a frustration for sure, and you realize you need to do it, but eventually, at some point in time,
want to keep the vibe to the classes, right? Uh-huh. It's not some young kid that's
blowing his rest was out of the water.
Right. I mean, everybody there has more of the experience to kind of have the sense of like, yeah, well, yeah, you know, everybody's got some issue. Oh, it hurts when I do blank.
Exactly. I could probably count on one hand out of our 100 clients how many people don't have something that they're dealing with, whether it's a back or shoulder or some kind of, you know, heart disease or something like that. And, It feels better when you're around people, I think, that are your level or your peers for sure. Yeah. for absolutely
well, sure. And they're less likely to try something. You know, I mean, when we were young, we might have tried something stupid and attempt to, you know, push through. And now everybody's going, no.
Yeah. So speaking of doing something stupid, the other day I helped coach the girls lacrosse and we didn't have enough players. So they said, you can play. And I was playing midfield, which means you're going to run up and down the field. So, all right, I'll go ahead, player. I was just sucking wind instantly. And the girls were making fun of me. Come on, coach, you're supposed to be in shape. I said, well, I'm in shape for 65, but I'm not in shape for 17. And they're yelling at me, get lower, coach. I said, I can't even breathe. Yeah. So, yeah, it goes away. And it's better to go around people that are your level for sure. So when you came through our door and you checked out our class and you said, you know, I'm going to give this a shot. What was different?
I mean, it was the other people in the class who mm-hmm. were, like I said, at similar level mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and had a similar, I mean, both serious, mm-hmm. but also very much thinking at the long term. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not thinking about, oh, okay, I want to, whatever, push this for this class.
Right.
But more like, yeah, I'm looking at decades in the future and mm-hmm. I want to be healthy in the very long mm-hmm. run. Mm-hmm.
So you talk about the other people in the class. Talk to us a little bit about the community in our classes and the people that you typically work out. Because if you come to the same class all the time, you typically see the same people yeah. and it becomes a little bit of a community, just even for that class.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's good. I mean, it's part of, I think, you know, there is that sense of like, I got to keep coming because there's people that are going to be looking for
it. Yeah.
You know, they'll know if I'm not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the morning's class, the 6 a.m. class. If you don't show up for the 6 a.m. class, just about everybody in that class has your text, has your phone number. Somebody says, I'll text them. I'll text stuff like that. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen you hear that early. Yeah. Have you come on Saturdays? I don't know. I know you're a Friday nighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been.
That works for you.
Probably the most consistent time uh-huh. that I have available. That, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not. Other times, you know, sometimes the work schedule gets tangled.
Right,
but
right.
Friday and yeah. night is usually.
Had you been to other gyms before?
Not a very long time.
Never a long time.
Mm-hmm. Probably not in this century.
And we kind of like to don't like to call ourselves a gym. We like to call ourselves a coaching center because we are a little bit different in here. Mm-hmm. What would you say is your favorite exercise? Do you have one?
I don't know that I have one. No, I mean, there are... Yeah, because it depends on the day. It depends on the mood.
What's your most hated exercise? Careful, because we might program it next
week. Yeah. Everybody hates bear crawls.
Bear crawls. I write my own programs, and I can tell you that I never put bear crawls in.
Other people do.
Yeah, bear crawls are not a lot of fun. Yeah.
But even those, yeah. I mean, you understand why.
Yeah.
It's the ache that says, yeah, this is helping me.
I think I don't like ropes. I don't like the ropes. And I definitely don't like burpees. Just don't like burpees at this age. Yeah. They're not a whole lot of fun.
There are a lot that are not necessarily. They're good in the past tense. They're good uh-huh. to have done them.
Yes, in the past.
To walk away, to walk out that door saying, yes, I just did a lot of those exercises. That's really good. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now you typically come Friday nights, which is a metabolic class.
Yeah.
So, do you have you done strength classes at some point in time? I know from what I've noticed. Have you noticed a difference in your performance in any area in the gym?
Oh yeah, I mean, starting off, the first 6 months were tough because mm-hmm. it really, you know, took a lot of just to be able to. Like do some of these basic exercises.
Right.
But yeah, now I'm finding it's getting more.
I know the last time I saw you exercise and I saw a huge difference in your squatting, a huge difference in the way you squat. And I don't coach you very often. Mm-hmm. I try not to do Friday nights. you know, if I'm here Friday night, there's a problem.
Yeah. Let's hope you got some continuity of staff for a while.
Well, Duan, he's a worker, man. He worked every night last week. He loves it. He worked Tuesday through Saturday, actually.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he comes in, helps us out in the morning. He loves it. It's, you know, he's a stay-home dad, so he's got some time.
He's a great guy.
So he's a really good guy, and he really wants to do a good job, and he wants to learn. So, man, if you can find somebody that wants to learn and shows up for work, that's three quarters of the battle these days, right? So what would you tell somebody who might be on the fence about coming checking us out or joining our gym?
Come and try it. I mean, really, it's just, you know, see how it goes. It's not as frightening as it seems.
Right. Yeah. Right. I know I can, if I'm even on vacation and I go to another gym, I can be intimidated by that. And I think I have an idea what I'm doing. It's very hard to walk through those doors. And even if you're a member here, sometimes it's hard to walk through the doors, but we're going to harass you if you don't show up. But we certainly do. I mean, that's what makes us different. I mean, if you're not here, somebody's contacting you. And there's that relationship with the coaches and the other people. But it's definitely difficult. And if you haven't done something in a long time and you have some aches and pains and you whoever's coaching you needs to bring it down to your level. Bring it down to your level, whatever that may be. And I think we do a pretty good job with that. So,
well, it's not always, I mean, I wouldn't even say it's a down.
Wherever you're at.
Yeah, but it's just like, oh, if you said the shoulder hurts and the knee hurts, it's just, you know, a lot of it's the coach understands the point of the exercise, why it's in that set, and what you can do that will also help,
right,
even if it doesn't necessarily use that particular part. Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah.
It's important stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you taking time, stopping by and give us your journey here. We hope that the journey continues for a long time. I think it will be. I think, absolutely, you know, I know my coaches love coaching you. It's a lot of fun. And you're seeing some results somewhere.
Absolutely.
It's getting very stronger. Happy, right? Yeah. And so that's what we're here about. So I want to thank everybody again for taking time to listen to Kevin's story. It's a great story. It's one that we have here all the time. You show up, you get results. That's how it works, right? Uh-huh. You show up, you get results. But you can find out a little more information from us next Tuesday, where we'll give you some insight on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. Thanks for watching.